Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right, this must be that time Darius thinking about leaving. He playing Lionel Richie, man. You ready to get up out of here, man. Your mind ain't on this right now. Not if you playing Island Lionel Richie music.
I just like the vibe.
You think about being kinda barefoot
I'm setting that last hour vibe.
You know what the vibe is? Yeah, the vibe is not at work. That's what the vibe is. Now, I want to give a shout out to Chris Thompson, who sent out a tweet. He said, I swear the XFL is 25% ex-Redskins. I played with so many of these boys. A very nice gesture. And then my man Robert from Tennessee had to hit him up on Twitter and say, you should be joining them next season. Why? He said it was a nice comment that he made. You didn't have to do that, man. You didn't have to do that. Speaking of which, Josh Norman has reportedly been released by the Washington Redskins. Now, I have met Josh Norman. Josh Norman was a pleasure to work with. I worked with him for a Sports Center segment with Eastern Motors a couple years ago, and he was great. I really enjoyed him. I also am a big fan of internet memes, and Josh Norman has been the most critical, integral part of Redskins Twitter over the last couple of years. And I just want to know what your favorite Josh Norman meme is. You guys have gotten very creative. You posted the pictures of all the different types of toast on the wall saying which one is Josh Norman. Got Ron Rivera holding up two fingers. How many times has he cut Josh Norman? Y'all want to see a dead body? You guys have gotten unbelievably creative with that, and I don't know where we go from here as Redskins Twitter. Let me ask you, Darius, what is your favorite Josh Norman meme?
My favorite Josh Norman meme?
Is it the one with all the toast on the wall?
Oh, I haven't seen that. I've seen, like, his face plastered on burnt toast.
Yeah.
I've never seen that specific one, though.
Yeah, the one That's with good. All the toast, which one is Josh Norman? I saw one right now here where it was just him getting beat off the line, and it says, y'all want to see a dead body.
Oh, man. He gets it so bad. It sucks for him.
He does. You know what? But he kept Redskins Twitter relevant, though. I'm wondering where we go for content. What do we tweet about if it's not Josh Norman? I mean, somebody out here saying Joe Mixon dribbled Josh Norman like he was a basketball when he did this Yes, you see, you know, that's what I'm saying. What do we tweet?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who's gonna be the new. There's got to be a new player that's gonna turn around and throw his arms up at somebody when he gets beat. I just don't know who's gonna replace that. We've had 5 years of that.
Yeah. You know what? One of the most reliable things to do. If I had a show, or, you know, if I had a show the night before and had a, if I just could not watch the Redskins game live, one way to quickly find out what was going on is to just search Josh Norman. Like, I'll just search Josh Norman.
To see if he's yelling at somebody with his arms up in the air.
What's going on with him. And, you know, that was one of the ways. Or, I mean, I'll be honest. I think I can admit this. I said this was a safe space when we started. I can admit this. There's been times that I have tweeted Josh Norman memes and I didn't watch the game. That's happened. I had no idea what was going on, but I was like, oh, let me get these Josh Norman jokes off.
A Redskins fan not watching the game? No way. No way. Not in the last 5 years.
You know what?
There's no way.
But you know what? I should have the integrity not to participate in the slander if I'm not going to watch the game. Not the whole game. No, you don't have to watch the whole game to participate in the slander. At least have sit down and watch the beginning of the game with the intention that you will watch it if it's entertaining. Then whatever point you want to check out, you can check out.
Well, most Redskins games in the last 5 years are over by halftime. So, you know, it's understandable.
Yeah.
If you check out after the first quarter and a half.
I am not beyond tweeting out slander. Contempt prior to investigation. I think that's what they call it. Like, let that be an album. Somebody releases an album and everybody goes off about how, oh, Chance the Rapper. Remember Chance the Rapper came out with an album and everybody went crazy. Like, this is awful. Mm-hmm. He's just talking about how healthy his relationship is and how much he loves his wife and being in church. What is this? What is this?
People want the drama.
People want, like, and so, look, I saw it. I laughed at it. And I said, you know what? Here's a couple of tweets. I have no idea. I haven't heard it. But I got to get these jokes off because it's fun to participate in an internet dog pile. It is. I would suggest you do it sometime. Just not about the show. You guys have been great. I appreciate all of your comments about the Astros. Not one person gave us a suggestion on what we should call the Defenders fans or gave me any thoughts on Valentine's Day. So I'm going to rectify that. I'm going to bring in my man Adam a little bit later on this hour. And we're going to figure all that stuff out. Because you guys did not, you didn't do it. You didn't do it. I asked you to do it. You didn't do it. So what are you going to do? You do still have time to weigh in on that and just about everything we've discussed up to this point. The number is 800-636-1067. We are not participating in the NBA All-Star Game this year. You knew that if you've been anywhere around the Washington Wizards team, you knew that that was going to be the case. However, I am looking forward to seeing it. I got a question to ask you, Darius. Who is, in your mind, the best player in the NBA?
Right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You don't have to think too much about it. Just
If this is just a quick flash answer right away, I'm gonna say LeBron James.
Okay, who's second?
Giannis.
Third.
James Harden.
Fourth.
Now we're getting murky. I have to get back to you. I have to think a little.
Now
I am thinking hard.
I'm just curious. So, have you seen the All-Star teams, Team LeBron and Team Giannis?
Sure, yeah.
I'm curious how many players deep you get before you get to another player on Team Giannis. That's why I asked. Because when they were doing this, when LeBron and Giannis were picking their All-Star teams, I was like, I'm not entirely sure that Giannis knows how basketball is played.
Right.
Like, he's a really good player, but he must be on the take or something. Like, he definitely has Team LeBron. He definitely has a futures bet on Team LeBron, the way he's drafted Team Giannis.
He put a bet in Vegas.
This is a Pete Rose-esque type expose we can give up right now. So Team LeBron is LeBron, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, Luka Doncic, James Harden.
Ooh, dang it. I don't know why Kawhi slipped my mind. I guess it was the quick pressure of you asking this question.
Then but I think
Kawhi is definitely up there in my list.
You probably get to Giannis. So Giannis's team is Giannis, Joel Embiid, Trae Young, Kemba Walker, Jimmy Butler. And then the bench is Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, Kyle Lowry, Bam Adebayo, and Chris Middleton. You know, still, I guess maybe I mean, Ben Simmons is on Team LeBron also. Like, I think you get like 8-9 deep. I think if you're choosing up sides, it's like LeBron basically got the first like 8 selections.
Yeah, and that was the general reaction, was that Team LeBron's team was just completely stacked compared to Giannis's team.
Right. Now, that's not to say they'll win the game, because it's not a game.
Yeah, nobody's going to play defense.
Yeah, like if it was an actual game, this might matter. But I was just, you know, as a person who generally enjoys Giannis Antetokounmpo and wishes the best for him, I thought he had a concussion when they drafted these teams. So that was really what my concern was for. But in any event, that game's at 8 o'clock tonight. That finishes NBA All-Star Weekend. Then we have a couple of days off before the NBA gets started. I'll be back with you tomorrow at 2 p.m. I'm here from 2 to 5:45 celebrating President's Day right here on 106.7 The Fan. You can rock with me then, or you can rock with me now. Just give me a call, 800-636-1067. Reese Waters on The Fan. Hey, it ain't tricking if you got it. I'm Reese Waters. Welcome to 106.7 The Fan. If you take a look on Twitter, you will notice that the hashtag Fire Manfred is already trending. So, press conference already gone well. I would say we're off to a really healthy start, Rob Manfred. Nothing to see here. Shout out to my man Josh Johnson right here throwing dimes for the L.A. Wildcats against the Dallas Renegades. Dallas Renegades not only 0-1, looks like they're about to fall to 0-2. Oh, man, it must stink to have two trash football teams. And literally, as I say that, they score. Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Yeah, you spoke way too soon.
Literally, as I said that, they score.
Cameron Artis Payne.
You know what, L.A. Wildcats, you're dead to me. You're dead to me. Not only do you look like Iowa State, what professional team was watching the Iowa State Cyclones and was like, you know what? I know they had their last pick of a color scheme in all of college. In 300-plus colleges, I know they had their last pick to go with red and yellow and black. That deserves a higher platform. Despite the fact that you made that choice, now you make me look like an idiot the second that I try and drag Dallas. I tell you. I do have more interest in this game than I had in the Guardians, Tampa Bay, the New York Tampa Bay game, which was the game that was on Sunday of last week when I was on. I had no interest in that game whatsoever, other than to congratulate Aaron Murray for being able to collect one last check, because they said it couldn't be done. They said, Aaron Murray, you're finished. You will never again collect a check based on your football talent and career. And he went home and he sat in his car. Very affordable, probably. He sat in his Civic, and he said, I can get one more check. I can get somebody else to give me one more check. And he was able to do it. That was not a failure. I say that was a celebration. We did get some suggestions on what to call Defenders fans. We got my boy called in. He said Defenders Militia. And then he said.
He said the Destroyers.
The Destroyers, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then
a couple of suggestions.
Yeah. And then Pep Hamilton hit us with the 12. No, he hit us with the 12-pack.
Yep.
Was what Pep Hamilton's suggestion was. And that was in reference to the beer snake that they were doing yesterday. You tagged me?
I did tag you, yeah. So right. Yesterday the fans in the standing only section, they put together all of their beer cups and created this long snake of cups that went from the top of the stands all the way down to the first row of the stands. And it was rather impressive.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So Pep Hamilton actually replied to that on Twitter and said, thank you to the best fans in the XFL, the 12-pack.
That is beautiful. You know, I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed with our fans in general. You know, I felt like I gave a shout-out to our fans last week for booing and tried to amplify that message. They did a great job yesterday with the beer snake. The Washington Nationals, I don't know if you saw, they tweeted at the Yankees for Valentine's Day. Dear Yankees, don't worry, we finished the fight with a nice little poem. Roses are red. Pinstripes are blue. We beat the Astros in Houston in games 1, 6, 7, and 2. Did you see that?
Yeah, the Nationals Twitter was on Valentine's Day. They were on fire because they sent a note out to everyone. They sent out a Valentine to everyone.
They did.
Yeah, every team in the league, they sent out a Valentine's letter to. You can literally go through there and read it.
What did they send the Astros?
Ooh, hold on. I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to look that up. I didn't know they did that. But I also wanted to give a shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings. They're going through it right now because of what Houston Astros fans will call some ill-advised tweets about the cheating scandal. So a reporter posted that Jim Crane, Astros owner, quoted as being said, "Our opinion is this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that." Buffalo Wild Wings quote tweeted it and said, "Our opinion is that Houston's apology will not impact their reception at away games." Well done. And then Rob Harris tweeted that breaking Manchester City was banned from Champions League for 2 seasons by UEFA and fined 30 million euros. Buffalo Wild Wings quote tweeted that and said, "That's how you punish a team that cheats." Now, none of these were really like that spicy. Like, I mean, they're more spicy than probably a corporate Twitter account generally is, but none of them were really crazy. But the Astros fans rioted to the point of pointing out you got a guy cutting up his Buffalo Wild Wings gift card. Bruh, they already got the money. What are you doing? That is hustling backwards if I have ever seen it. And I have half a mind to think that the whole thing is fake and he did it just for clout anyway. But you have people going back and forth and saying how they're, "Oh, we're not going to Buffalo Wild Wings," and this, that, and the other thing. I mean, if y'all didn't cheat and it's not a big deal, which y'all claim, you claim it didn't help you win. And you claim this whole thing is overblown. And you claim you guys are being persecuted. Well, if that's the case, then why are you mad for? What is there to be mad about? You only mad because you know the truth of the claims. That is the only reason for you to be upset. If somebody accused me of having 3 feet, I will be like, yeah, all right, cool, man. That's weird. And I would just walk in the other direction. Like, I'm not going to get in an argument with them. I'm not going to get in a loud discussion with them in front of 7-Eleven about how I only have 2 feet. Like, that's not necessary. But when you go to lengths of cutting up the gift card, that's because you know there's some there. I'm going to go to my man Paulie in Norfolk. Paulie, what's happening?
What's going on, man?
What's going on, Paulie?
Hail to the Redskins, man. Oh, man. Hey, man, the Astros, man, they must just think we all a bunch of idiots, man. Come on, they've been in, what, 2 or 3 last World Series. They've been in the 3 straight American League Championship Series. And this guy's going to say, "Well, the report says in 19 we didn't do anything." Like, come on, man, don't add up, man. I was telling your producer, it's almost like me catching my woman cheating, and she said I only did it one time. Come on, man. It just don't matter. It don't make no sense, man. And the only good, I said this yesterday on the station in the morning, the only good thing about this is it's a lose-win for Major League Baseball because, you know, at the start of the season, you know, all these Astro games is going to be must-see TV. You know, their ratings are going to be up. Everybody's going to want to see what's going on with the Astros. They're going to get everybody's best shot. You know, they have officially become LeBron James in the Miami Heat. You know what I mean? They are officially the villains of Major League Baseball, and every good league needs a villain. You know, so baseball, you know, in the whole, baseball is going to win because they're going to generate more money for baseball. But for him to come up there and talk about the report this and the report that, come on, man. You know, baseball doesn't want it to be bigger than what it is. As big as it is already, they don't want it to be any bigger because then they're already being second guessed. They're gonna start getting second, third, and fourth and fifth guessed if it turns out to be what we all know it was. They've been cheating for 3 years. Period. And it's probably more cheating than just banging on a can. So, man, yeah, that's all I got to say about it, man.
Hey, man, hey, I think you spoke the gospel, man. I think it's possible they will get more people showing up to games when their teams play the Houston Astros. I know the Houston Astros were a good team. I don't know that people were motivated to come out and see them in a regular season game, and they very well may feel that way in the 2020 season. Major League Baseball could make more money, at least in the gate receipts and potentially in their ratings, behind people rooting against the Houston Astros. But Paulie did speak to something that I always have laughed at. The person who says, I only did it one time. Really? You just happened to get caught your first time. It was the only time you had a joint. It was the only time you stepped out. That's when everything fell apart. Who was it? Was it Andy Pettit? Andy Pettit was the one who gave the excuse for PEDs where he said he tried it. He did it one time. And that's what, really, really, dog. Really, dog. You did it the one time. And that's when everything fell apart. I appreciate that, man. If you guys have somebody in your life you would like to call out for the lie of saying they only did it one time, or has a lay front wig, as we outlined in our first hour with Darius Miles, hit me up, 800-636-1067. Reese Walsh on the Fan. And on that note, I want to go to my man Stuart in Silver Spring. Stuart, would you say that people had to be beautiful to turn you on?
You know, I can answer that question. You happen to be asking the right person. I'm totally blind, ma'am. They definitely do not have to be beautiful to turn me on, man. That is a great line by on that song, opening on that song, man. You're absolutely right. And if you like that version, did you ever hear the version that Tom Jones did with a group called Art of Noise?
I have not, but Stuart, I'm blown away. Are you actually blind?
Yes, sir. Totally blind. How about that for dumb coincidence?
Oh, I love it. This is
that is sensational, man.
This is like an SNL sketch going on right now. All right.
Only better. People not only will laugh at it, they'll cry at it.
That's funny, man. That is funny. No, I haven't heard the version that was done by Tom Jones in Art of Noise. I have to check that out.
No, you got to hear that. I won't say it makes Prince sounds terrible by comparison, but I think you'll like it.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I like it. I'm down with that.
Now, the reason I called, I'd come up with a humorous thought on how to, you know, punish the Astros, but now I have finally come up with one that's practical. I forgot that when the ticket sales, there's a percentage that go to the home team and a percentage that go to the visiting team, and that's right off the top. And I just realized, what if you say that the Astros cannot get any of that money for 2 years, and that money would be divided among the other 29 baseball teams. And it may not even be 29 teams because we're waiting for a ruling on the Red Sox to come down.
Yeah, you know what, Stuart? I got no issue with that punishment. My concern is that Rob Manfred, in my mind, are underpunished the Astros, but he did punish the Astros. So I don't know if you can go in and repunish them just because of the reaction to you not going far enough in the first place. I mean, our legal system sort of allows for that in a bit when it comes to, like, appeals and things like that, although things don't tend to get more severe. Things tend to get less severe in that sense. But and there's a little bit of double jeopardy involved there that I don't love, despite the fact that I am in agreement with most of you that they deserve significantly more than they got.
I got an answer for you there. You can punish Jim Craig for what he said at the news conference.
What was that?
Well, you remember, I'm talking about the news conference that occurred, you know, this week.
Okay.
You heard what he said.
Oh, you're talking about Jim Crane. You're talking about Jim Crane, the owner of
the Astros.
Okay. What did he say this week that was punishable?
just about everything. Just let's go back and listen to it.
So you want to punish him for being arrogant and spoiled? Is that what you want to punish him for?
To that extent, for not being serious, for not taking the situation seriously.
You know, I really wish we had a mechanism to punish people for being arrogant and spoiled. But unfortunately, once I left my mama's house, I was pretty much free. The rest of us were free to be as arrogant and spoiled as we choose to be, generally speaking, about society. It's sad, but it's true.
I totally agree, but just listen to news comments. That's what people are upset about. Now, they're upset about what he said, you know, during that news conference. They said the cheating didn't really affect the outcome of the game.
Which is hilarious, because I don't know about you, but ain't too many people cheating unless they can get some benefit out of it. Ain't too many people going to put their whole livelihoods and reputations on the line without some serious enjoyment coming their way in return. So I don't know about you guys just cheating just because. I don't know how many of us are just cheating for the sport of it. I'm guessing zero.
I'm not even going to get into that, but I'm saying you did hear the news conference, did you not?
I did, yeah.
And you see, that's where all this screaming really started. I'm serious. Everybody, all you've heard since is reaction to, you know, that news conference.
It does.
If there had been no reaction to the news conference, that would have been it, period, end of story.
Well,
that's all we've heard.
I think had they handled that news conference far better, I think they would have helped themselves. There's a certain, things can come back to haunt you when you don't own up to them as much as you should in the beginning. And we've seen that in a number of times when it comes to crime and punishment. Where the punishment doesn't fit the crime, all of a sudden this thing will live on. And infamy. There's a number of crimes that come to my mind that we know because the punishment did not fit the crime, and therefore it remains a case that is of note in our consciousness. And so, if you just want something to go away, under punishing it is not a way that has a track record of achieving that end goal. I did want to say, before I go, thoughts and prayers to Tony Fernandez and his family. Longtime Blue Jays shortstop passed away at 57 years old. He was a five-time Major League Baseball All-Star over 17 seasons. He suffered a stroke and had been dealing with kidney issues. He spent parts of 12 seasons with the Blue Jays, won four consecutive Gold Gloves, made five All-Star appearances, and was part of the 1993 World Series championship season. I remember watching him as a kid and thinking that he was one of the best defensive players I'd ever seen. So I did want to give that thought before I turn the page over to Valentine's Day. Now, I was trying to figure out what exactly my angle was going to be on how my Valentine's Day went, and I happened to come across my man Adam Epstein and his Valentine's Day show this weekend. I thought it was great. He's going to be on next on 106.7 The Fan, so I decided I would like to talk to him. And my last segment, if you guys want to weigh in, feel free to 800-636-1067. I'll be back with Adam Epstein on The Fan. All right, welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I am Reese Waters, and you know what? I'm here with one of my compadres over on The Fan, my man Adam Epstein.
Now, what's up, man?
Hey, what's happening, man? It's the first time we've ever done anything together.
I know. It's pretty cool, man, because you're like a big-time celebrity compared to me. I'm the little guy. You're the big TV star.
Yeah, all right. Not at all. I need you to let me in the building. It's pretty much how that works. Like, everybody in here has let me in at some point. So you're on every weekday with the Junkies, and you do your thing every weekend, 6 to 9.
Yeah. That's pretty much the bit. During the week with the Junkies, I'm the video producer, and I'm trying to get involved in the show as much as possible, basically, mm-hmm. with bits. And then when football season's over, it's AWOD season, and they usually give me a Sunday night shift.
That's awesome, man. So you were on Valentine's Day.
I was. My date was the mic.
That's awesome. And so you decided that you were going to just blow it out and do this whole show. How did the idea come about for you to do that?
Well, because CK, the program director, came up to me and said, hey, you don't have a date, right? Would you mind stepping in? And so I was like, wow, like I need to run with this and just do as much on dating as possible.
Okay. Okay. I guess you can't be that mad if you're listening to sports. But then again, I could go the other way, because if you were really scarred, like if you were really mad about the fact you didn't have a date on Valentine's Day, you're like, this is the one place I can go and not be reminded of it. Oh, wait, no, this is the day I'm reminded of it. Now you put together a montage, which I want to throw to now. Darius, we have that?
What's up, Adam? It's your boy, Guy Lambert. Now, I heard you were the only guy in the office without a Valentine, so they decided to stick you on the mic? Well, Adam, tonight we are going to take you into the mind of the females in the DMV so you can learn how to take a girl on the perfect date.
Happy Valentine's Day, AWOD.
Happy Valentine's Day, AWOD.
Hey, okay, so I think you're looking for my ideal Valentine's Day.
My ideal date would be...
My perfect date would be...
My ideal Valentine's Day date is laying on the couch in sweatpants, watching Netflix,
dancing around in the rain, and we end up kissing in the rain.
My ideal Valentine's Day is getting super stoned, hanging out with my pets, and watching some movies.
Bar hopping and trying a bunch of drinks and appetizers, and I think it would be really fun for a first date or a 15th date.
Low-key, as low-key as humanly possible, like at home, cozy, slippers, pajamas, frozen pizza sounds really good.
I want a guy that's competitive and driven and loves beer and games just as much as I do.
Hey Adam, happy Valentine's Day. My ideal date is hanging out with my girl, watching scary movies and ODing on chocolate.
Dinner at home and then go out for an activity would be my ideal date.
Sunset, sunrises, moon to stars. So as long as there's a really beautiful view, preferably at sunset.
Drinking a bunch of wine and hanging out watching the sunset. Happy Valentine's Day.
My ideal date would be drinking margaritas on like an 80 degree summer evening.
My ideal guy has got to have a great sense of humor.
Take a long walk with wine or whiskey or whatever you prefer. Just anywhere we can be outside with nature and just exploring this beautiful place that we live.
My ideal date is anyone over the age of 28 that's clean and not a boy.
He knows what he wants and he tells me all the time. He wakes me up in the middle of the night because he needs something, if you know what I mean.
I also gotta have a guy that wants to kiss me and love on me and shows me he cannot get enough of me.
And we'd order all kinds of different sushi. I definitely like a guy who's more adventurous, so anyone who can order and kind of surprise me is so ideal. And then, of course, he would pay, which would be amazing. And then on our way out, I would run into the bathroom really quick and he would follow me in and push me against the wall and slide his big, huge into my and we would bang for 45 minutes or so and then head home. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day, AWOD.
AWOD, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, AWOD.
Maybe we go to your house to watch some Netflix where you're using your cousin's password. I'll cook for you. I'll bring the groceries myself. Don't worry about it. I'll clean the kitchen. Maybe clean your bathroom up a little bit and we'll just see where it goes from there.
And eating a whole box of tacos with my man.
Happy Valentine's Day, AWOD. I think I might just marry you.
Happy Valentine's Day, AWOD.
All right. Now, keep in mind, some of what we heard are crimes. So anybody who's listening, just be forewarned. Very, very inconsiderate 45 minutes in a public bathroom. That is That's foul.
Your face when you heard that. Whoa.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, that one, you know what? I think you're going to have some pre-consent. I think you're going to have a form signed before you go forward with that one. Now, how has it helped being on The Junkies?
Not at all.
Yeah. And see, a lot of people think that it would because they're like, oh, well, you're on it. No, I had this exact same issue. I'm like, any room for the 16-year-old boys, if there's braces involved, I am like, dude, I will kill. But like once it goes to women, like it's sports is such a specific niche. And where I've been are people that are like actual, like legit sports junkies, not like, you know, the casual sports fan. You appear those places. Then you get a lot of crossover where I was no crossover.
Yeah, I've had a few girls that, you know, want to be like, oh, I know more sports than you.
Mm-hmm.
That's annoying.
Yes.
But for me, yeah, I mean, any kid who's in college knows about me from The Junkies, wants to talk sports, but it's just never really translated to women. And that's why I was like, look, Valentine's Day, I got to let my heart out.
Now, what did you learn? Like now on the opposite, on the other side of it.
So I think the biggest thing I learned was like, I need to go out and not be at a bar. Like,
okay.
A lot of people are saying, go to a comedy club, go to join a kickball league. I'm already in a kickball league, but they were like, maybe join a soccer one and a softball as well. And just put yourself in a situation where the alcohol is not as prevalent.
Okay.
Because that's been my thing. I mean, I like to drink.
Yeah.
And I like to get drunk.
Yeah. Which, you know, those are not bad hobbies.
Right.
For hooking up. Now, but the interesting thing about the other, like, side areas, right, is when you meet people outside of, like, a bar club setting, it is more organic as long as they're open to that meeting. Otherwise, you're just the creepy dude at the library or the creepy dude at kickball.
Right, exactly.
You know, which is somehow way worse than being the creepy guy at the bar is like you expect him to be there.
Yeah.
If you're the creepy guy kickball, now all of a sudden they want to call in a restraining order.
And the funny thing about that was I got a lot of calls from older men who were like throwing pickup lines at me that probably wouldn't have worked in the 70s. You know, everyone thought they were an expert because I was the lonely loser on
right.
the radio.
Everybody who was listening to you on The Fan on Valentine's Day was all of a sudden magically an expert on dating.
Right. And that's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
You know?
That is unbelievable. Dude. It was really funny, and credit to them for putting all that stuff together. Now, what's like the next like step? Like, what do you?
Next step is to get back out there, which I did last night.
Okay.
I was in D.C. for most of the night, out until like 3 a.m. And I feel like I got my confidence back a little.
Okay.
I was more conversational, you know, like and I talked about this on my show. I made sure I didn't try to kiss the girl at the bar.
Okay.
Because that's when I've gotten in trouble in the past.
Is trying to kiss the girl at the bar.
Like all night we're flirting. She's touchy-feely.
Yeah.
And then I kiss and she says, no, slow down, sailor.
Well, you know what? When you get up to that point, but then you don't cross it, all of a sudden she's like, oh, he didn't try. Like, I wonder why. Like, you know, that can help you.
Yeah. That's what I've noticed.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Fair enough, man. This is now, how old are you now?
27.
You're 27? Oh, you're good. You're like a year away from being able to call the one who said if you're 28 and clean. As long as you're clean, like you're like a year away from like having a hookup already.
Yeah, because the junkies give me crap about this all the time, and I keep saying, wait till I'm 29, then I'm gonna hit my peak.
Dude, you're fine. I think the last time I was single was like I was like in my mid-30s. Last time I was single, I'm in my late 30s now, but. At that point, you start having to change the ages that you put in your like in your Tinder. Because I've had a couple of single innings on Tinder, and the last one was sad because I couldn't use the same parameters that I had last time.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, "Oh, this is rough." So now, like with me and my girlfriend, now I'm like, we kind of have to make this work because I don't really want to go back on and have to. Put like, you know, 30 plus on the under,
right.
You know, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, you know, what is cool with the power of radio after that 4-hour show, I had a fan DM me for my Venmo and then sent me $18 for Tinder premium so I could get back out there.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah. So I've been just swiping nonstop
now. Tinder. So I used to do Tinder premium. The dope part of it is the geography. So it allows you to pretend to be anywhere you want to be. So, like, if you got a trip planned, like I'm going to LA. No, that's LA is a bad example. Let's say you're going to somewhere random. Like, let's say you're going to Little Rock, Arkansas, for whatever reason.
Right.
You could put yourself in Little Rock and start swiping now and start talking to people in Little Rock now. So by the time you land in Little Rock, it's already on and popping. Like, from the plane, it's on and popping. I highly recommend it.
You do. You get rid of the small talk.
You get rid. No, yeah. All the stuff. You could do that now. Mm-hmm. You do that now. Because otherwise, once you get there, it takes you like at least 24 hours to be able to turn it around.
Right. I got a trip to New York City in a month. Maybe I'll try
it
there.
Make it happen. Hey, dude, New York City, just set it as small as possible. Really. Like 3 miles in New York City is like the whole of New York City. You'll figure all that out. All right. You're on right now.
Yeah, man.
All right. I'm going to turn this over to you, so make sure they continue to check me out. Check you out. Check me out. I'll be on Get Up DC tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., District of Champions podcast. Also be on right here tomorrow at 2 p.m. to 5:45. Give me a call, 800-636-1067. Reese Waters on the phone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.